Well, what does it mean? I don't know what to do with it. I was excited Jack Flaherty pitched great because the first thing I'm doing is trading him. But then there's the other side of it. Are you riding this wave? All right. If you want to think that way on a sunny Thursday in July, okay, here's the math. Let's say it'll take 88 wins to get in. You're going to have to go with 69 games left. You're going to have to go 43-26. Do you believe in your heart they can do that? Now, if you tell me they're not going to sell anything, and in fact, they're going to buy a player with term, you know, Kenny threw out the Bo Bichette stuff or the Vladdy stuff, right? Each guy has term. Look, you guys can throw whatever ideas you want out. I'm offering you where we're at, and you tell me what you want to do with it. Or maybe you're like caller Stan. You're just enjoying a sunny day. You don't get to control your future. And when and if they sell, you're going to be heartbroken. I don't know. But if you want to be serious about it and make a run, my feeling is it's too little too late. But if they get red hot between now and the deadline, they could make that interesting. I don't know. I'm just glad I never have to look at Kenta Maeda again. So that's positive. David, the ticket text, and I'll go right back to the phones.
That definitely is a positive. Call it wishful thinking, but I'm hoping the Maeda move has woken them up. The bullpen has been sharp. Flaherty looked good, and the bats come alive. Minnesota started out with a bad record in the last couple of months. That's been about where they're at, 43-26. It doesn't seem undoable, Mike from Whitmore Lake.
Yeah, but Mike, do you have the team that they have? Also, you know, just because someone else does it, you got to look in your own house. My fear is, okay, let's say you invest. Let's say you really buy in. If they trade Flaherty and Urshela and Kelly, where's 43-26 coming from? See, that's where I'm fascinated what they do between now and the deadline. If they can, look, Dodgers are here this week. There's no Mookie Betts, and there's no Tyler Glasnow. Could you take two of three? Go in on a high? Mm-hmm. I don't know. Be three games under 500. Basically get back to where you were, what, end of May?
Yes.
Does that sound about right?
Yes.
And then you have the All-Star break, and you're going to have, David, how many games between now and the deadline after the All-Star break? What, about nine games? I believe they're playing the Royals as the trade deadline hits.
Correct.
How many games?
That is August 1st, so they have three against... I'm sorry, stupid thing.
You're fine. I know the computer sucks. It's not on you.
I'm trying to get everything back that I had.
You're fine.
They have three against the
Blue Jays. They got four against the Guardians at Cleveland.
Yes.
They have three at home against the Twins. And then they got two against Cleveland at home.
Okay, so 12 games?
Correct.
Okay. In those 12 games, you would have to go, you know, 9-3. You would have to be a three or four above a game above 500 team to even have a thought about not selling.
So basically,
right?
What we just saw for these last eight games,
you kind of
have to have that.
Yeah,
happen
and look,
again.
When the Twins turned their season around, didn't they have like a 10-game win streak after being awful? Then they lost seven in a row, and then they won like 9 of 11. Mm-hmm. I can't do it today. I'm not mad if people want to do it. It's just. I guess I'm so numb to it is I thought, wow, Flaherty pitched awesome. Great, I can trade him.
No,
that's terrible.
It's not terrible, Mike. You're thinking pragmatic. It's smart. Because you're playing chess right now, and a lot of people don't. They play checkers, so they only look to the next move. You're looking 5-6 moves down the line. Both can be right. For the people who just want to enjoy the daiquiri, enjoy this win, enjoy this hot streak, I don't want to get rid of him. I want to keep experiencing days like that. That's fine, but it's short-term thinking. It's temporary thinking. By moving him and getting some extra piece and maybe getting another... David, cut his mic off. Get another piece to the core, a bat to the lineup that can help this team, then yes, you're going to have to move some people along, and it means that this good time that you're feeling, it's fleeting.
I won't say his name.
No, you go ahead. No.
What if it was a guy whose name sounds like Byatt Dangford?
Mm.
Do you understand how frustrating, and not Not you. Man, any human saying what you're saying.
You realize, you're once again, I understand that, preaching to the choir, because that was me for the Pistons.
Right. Yes. It's why it's so frustrating. Like, imagine if Wyatt Langford was here, it'd be much more believable.
This conversation is totally different, that we are now talking about who they should go out and add. Who should they target? Who should they...
Wait for it. Here it is. Lead off Riley Green. Two-hole Cole Keith.
So you're going to lead off with a Green?
Three-hole Wyatt Langford. Clean up Vladdy Guerrero. Vladito coming to town, Kenny.
Five spots, Vierling.
Face of franchise, Matt Vierling.
Let me give you this.
Oops.
Because I thought the deadline was August 1st. It is July 30th. 6 p.m. July 30th. So while you're in the middle of the last game against Cleveland.
Yeah.
There you go.
It's probably too little too late unless they catch fire like right now. I mean, if they can go out and win 9 of 11 after winning 7, you would have to do that in order to potentially shift course. But listen, if you're going to call up and say, I'm enjoying this Daiquiri Days and I want to buy at the deadline, understand, if you're buying a player with term, I don't disagree with you. Because what you're saying is, I'm adding to my core.
Mm-hmm.
I'm all aboard if that's what you want to do.
I will take it another step, Mike. But it's going to require some trust in Scott Harris. I would take a rental player. A bat, a hired hand, somebody that you know is going to help this team out, and you may not re-sign them.
What am I giving up?
But you're not giving up a ton of stuff, okay? Mm-hmm. You're not giving up a ton, but it's just a...
Those deals, let me tell you something. Those are the ones, they give you bed bugs. 4 years later, and some all-star is killing you, and you're like, who the hell is this guy? Yeah, that's the guy you gave up to get Bubba Smith. I'm telling you, you're not wrong. Right. I just...
No, because this is all... It's going to trigger Detroiters because they're going to think, Doyle Alexander, okay, and you gave up John Smoltz.
Man, if I got to let go of Wyatt Langford, don't they have to let go of Doyle Alexander, John Smoltz?
Yes. They really do.
Just saying.
They do. But at the time, that deal helped out the team. Doyle Alexander came to Detroit and helped you get to the playoffs.
Chris, 97.1. Chris, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, man, sat front row, got to watch the whole thing. Beautiful day. Listen, Flaherty looks like he did year two with the Cardinals, year three with the Cardinals. He looked awesome. But let me ask you, coming off of all this back, all the questions around his back and everything like that, you're up 8 runs. Why leave him into the seventh inning unless it is an audition? They want to move this guy.
I agree with
you. I don't know what they're going to do. You could go with a young arm. You could go with a late bat, all that kind of stuff, middle bat, whatever. Some guy who's got some promising stuff. But that was an audition. They had no reason to leave him in that late. And they did that mound visit in the third, fourth inning after he gave up that ding-dong. After that mound visit, everything before that was low 90s. Everything after that was mid-90s. The guy was on audition. That's all I got to say.
No, Chris, I agree with you. And I have been resigned to having to trade him. Since, I don't know, once we knew the team wasn't very good. But when they're in this hot streak and you look at the differential between Scooble, Jack, and Reese Olson to not having Jack, that's a massive differential. And if people call up and are like, well, what if we keep him and we make him a qualifying offer? Hey, Chris, I'm trading him. I know that. Yep. But I want to leave the possibility open for people that if they don't want to do it, well, here's what you'd have to do to make your dreams come true.
When people show you who they are, believe them. That's what I've always something I've lived by. I'm just saying that this team is not a Flaherty. Okay, you keep Flaherty. You have this miraculous run to get to the postseason, then you win a wild card. For what? This team is not a Flaherty away from going deep.
No, but here, okay.
Chris, here's the thing, though. I don't agree with that because if you make it to the playoffs, you have the pitching staff that could steal you some series. And if now all of a sudden the team gets hot like they are right now, and you may see yourself in a World Series. Baseball is that one, like the sport, like you don't want to have the best record overall because that normally means you're not going to win anything.
No, and Chris, my point is, no, you're right. But tell me this, Chris, like you went to the game today. This is a franchise that hasn't made the playoffs in a decade. There is value to getting in. There is value to end. Like, what did I talk about all fall? If you don't want to hear about the Lions' history, then change it. Like, you got to win the division. You got to win playoff. Now no one will ever be able to say one playoff win since 1957. Mm-hmm. The Tigers eventually...
And look what happened after they got the two wins. Now people right. look at you as a totally different organization and franchise. With this Tiger team being so young, yeah, I do think that a wild card would help them out because now they know they've gotten a taste of it young, and they're going to want to get back there.
Okay, so Flaherty, you need two arms to win a series in the postseason.
Okay.
Do you think Flaherty is a two or a three?
A two. I think if he's well, and that's okay. I mean, you know what, Chris? How about this? It's not this undebatable thing. I just think when a guy has a K rate of, you know, basically 12, and he's able to give you six, that slider when it's right, the velocity's there. I think he's a two. But if you don't, I'm not mad at you. It's debatable. But Scooble Flaherty. That sounds like 1-2 to me. Mm-hmm. I have less trust in Olsen. Flaherty at least has some pedigree. Flaherty has some big game experience.
Olsen just has bad luck.
Well,
his teammates hate him.
That's okay. 248-539.
They may not, but it just seems that way.
97-97. We'll get more of your phone calls, though. Tigers are on fire here. So, oh, and by the way, imagine what they'd be if they stopped pitching Maeda sooner.
All I got to say about that, buddy,
Langford,
mistakes were made. Mistakes were made.
We figured it out.
I think there's something going on in that room. There's a lot of, you know, clearing of the throats.
Quiet. Mistakes were made. Maeda's gone to the bullpen.
97-1.
We won't see him for a while.
Langford.